strong foam means that your beer has the proper molecular structure. That feels really dramatic to say, considering that this is the show. But basically, like, foam means that your beer was built correctly. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey, or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, I was out with some newer friends a couple of weeks ago, and they took me out to a brewery since they know I'm really into beer, and they were so excited because this place was supposed to be just really amazing. We all ordered our drinks, a variety of styles, and our bartender returned with a big tray of 6 beverages, but they were all looking the same. We were all super confused as some individuals ordered beers that should have obviously looked different. Lagers versus hazy IPAs, but we all politely took our drinks and carried on. When my friends asked what I thought, I kind of had like this awkward pause. Did they really want to hear what I thought, or should I just say something polite? They did confirm that they really wanted to hear what their new beer girl of a friend thought of this brewery, and I let all my thoughts kind of slowly trickle out. So everything from the glasses that weren't so clean, to the lack of foam, to some beers just not really being what they said they were, or what they said they should be. Although the atmosphere was warm and welcoming, and it was a really cool place to hang out, this brewery was lacking good beer. And that's what inspired this week's episode. What is good beer anyways? What does good beer mean? And how can you tell the difference between a good beer and a bad beer? Going to be a fun one this week. Let's get started. Now, before I totally launch into like some of the technical details on this episode, I want to start by saying a good beer is one that makes you happy. If you have something in your cup and it makes you feel good, then frankly, it kind of doesn't matter what I'm going to say the rest of this episode. You found a good beer if it makes you happy. So with that being said, now I'm going to tell you technically what qualities a good technical brew should embody. Now, we've talked a lot about it on this podcast. The biggest thing that I look for to determine is this beer a good beer or maybe not such a good beer is the foam structure. Now, when you get a beer out at a brewery or when you're just pouring a beer yourself, we are going to look for 2 to 3 finger widths of foam at the top of that glass. And then, like adding on an extra bonus that we haven't really talked about, that foam should stick around for a little bit instead of just evaporating or instead of all the bubbles popping. Strong foam means that your beer has the proper molecular structure. That feels really dramatic to say, considering that this is the show. But basically, like, foam means that your beer was built correctly. And a foam that sticks around will let you appreciate all of the smelling notes in the beer for longer instead of having them evaporate away. Now, another little thing about foam that you can look for is called lacing. So basically, when you're sipping your beer and the beer is kind of tilting up and down as you're like tilting the beer into your mouth, the foam should leave behind some horizontal layers around the edge of the glass. Well, I guess it starts at the edge of the glass and then it works its way down and they kind of look like loops of lace. So if you're seeing lacing, number one, it's kind of cool to see. It's fun to point out to your friends. But yeah, that means that your foam and your beer has been constructed properly. So yes, foam is important. Look at it, celebrate it. Tell your brewers when you see some cool stuff because they're going to be happy you notice the fruits of their hard work. All right. My next good beer tip isn't actually about the beer, but it's more about the glassware. A good and clean glass will only have bubbles originating from the bottom and have them kind of trickling up. And there should be absolutely no, not even one, sticking of the bubbles along the side of the glass. If you see any hanging out there, or if you see any bubbles originating there, That means that you have a dirty glass, and dirty dishes do not make for good beer. A bar or brewery that cares about their patrons, if you point this out to them, they should get you a new glass and pour you a new beer. No questions asked, no problem. If they throw a little fuss, run. Run, because they don't care about cleanliness. But back to the beer. Next up, in a good beer, should not have any off flavors. As you're sipping, you really should only, like, the only kind of funk you should taste is good funk, not bad funk. So if you're detecting anything that tastes like vegetables or that tinny flavor you get in like canned food, why was that so hard to say? Or that tinny flavor you get in canned food, kind of like a metallic flavor, or any kind of sulfuric vibes, kind of like rotten eggs, something has gone amiss in the brewing process. So just don't suffer through it. Take a beat, snag your bartender, ask for a different beer. Trust that it's not you, it's the beer. And that particular batch is just not a good batch of beer. Sometimes it happens. It happens to the best of brewers out there. And finally, the last thing that I would say has to be present in a good beer is that it is true to style. Now, what do I mean by that, right? Stouts should be dark and roasty. Cream ales should be a little sweet. Hefeweizens should taste like banana and cloves. You get what I'm saying? The beer should taste like how it's being described, both by the style as well as by the extra words on there. So if it's a grapefruit radler, not only should it taste like a radler, right? It should taste like juice plus beer, but it should taste like grapefruit because that's how it's advertised. So this right here, everybody, is why I love doing Beer Feelings podcast episodes on individual styles to really help this community build out our toolkit on what to expect so you can put it in the good beer bucket or the not so good beer bucket. The only time I'll go back on this just a tiny bit is if a brewery is like pushing the limits to be experimental, right? So like maybe they have a jalapeno pilsner or they have a, now all I'm thinking about is like chili beer. So like a chili wheat beer, but still like forgivable that we've deviated for style. The name most of all should describe what's going on, right? So like if you just served me a pilsner and it turned out to be a jalapeno pilsner, I'd be a little miffed. But if you told me it was a jalapeno pilsner from the start, it'd be totally fine. So trust your naming conventions. If it matches the name, good beer. If it doesn't match the name, not so good beer. So going back to my outing with my new pals, if a hazy IPA is not hazy, my friends, that is not a good beer. Well, that's going to be it. I got kind of riled up there at the end, mainly thinking back on the hazy IPA that had no haze in it. But I hope this episode gave you guys a few new things to look out for the next time you head to a brewery with the buds. Let me know, did you know these things already? What was new? But that's going to be it. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And then no matter what you choose to do, you're doing it with a good beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week. Cheers.